وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أبا عبد الوهاب، بارك الله فيك أخانا نعيم الأمريكي حفظك الله. My dear brother, if someone he have a wife in a destination of traveling, did he consider himself traveling when he stay with her? I think imagine, my dear brother, just imagine before I answer you. Okay, يعني you stay with your wife, with your first wife in where you are. Okay, then after that, you know, as a resident, so you pray normally, and you know, a resident, you know, then traveling, they mean, you know, he's more subtle, then when he go to his other wife, you know, he's in a form of traveler. Okay, he shortened the prayer, everything is temporarily, he's not subtle 100%, you know, just do the job and leave, because traveler, you understand? Imagine that wife, she gonna accept from you, or she gonna fight with you always, because it's dhulm for her, isn't it? Same thing, my dear brother, the Prophet ﷺ said, السفر قطعة من عذاب. هي ظهيرة في الصحيحين. The traveling is part of a punishment. So imagine when you leave with your first wife, you are in enjoyment, but when you go with the other one, you consider yourself as in a punishment. Who gonna agree about that? You understand? And the conclusion of your answer, أخي, this is مذهب السلف رحمه الله تعالى. مذهب السلف, مذهب الصحابة, مذهب عثمان بن عفان وعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, than others. Whoever already married in the destination of the traveling, he's not traveling anymore. That is your house, your children, your wife, like same the first one. Even though they are in a different country, even though they are in a different state, even though the distinction between them is normal traveling, but because you have a house there and you have a settlement there, you are not traveling anymore. Barakallahu feek.